Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Tanis Daf Yud Zayin. We begin at the second line from the top of the Amud. Al Rishonahu Oimer, Misha Anas Avraham V'chul. Misha provided a list of seven tzaddikim in whose merit we daven on the Yom HaTanis. Each bracha had a chasima, alluding to that specific tzaddik, and alluding to the schus evoked by that tzaddik, which elicited a response from Hashem. Likewise, nowadays, Hashem should respond to you in your time of need. We mentioned Shmuel. Whoever responded to Shmuel should respond to you. And the chasima is Shemeya Tzo'aka, Hashem who listens to an earnest calling out, a desperate plea. When it came to Eliyahu, we conclude with Shemeya Tefillah, Hashem who listens, who pays attention to Tefillah. Tana, however, there's a brisa where we have the names switched around. You see, Rashi explains in both cases, Shmuel and Eliyahu, we find some psukim. We find a reference in psukim to both concepts. By Shmuel we find tefillah, v'espal ba'adchem, we find tzu'aka, v'yizak el Hashem kol ha'layla. So we find both, tefillah and tzu'aka. And likewise, Baliyo, we find both concepts. Plain tefillah and a desperate plea. So, whereas in our Mishnah, we connect Shmuel to tzu'aka, and Eliyahu to tefillah. In the Brisa, they switched it around. Yesh machlifin, some switch around, and they attribute tzu'aka to Eliyahu. So by the bracha, which alludes to Eliyahu, we conclude the Shemeya tzu'aka. Tzu'aka l'Eliyahu, utfilah l'Shmuel. When we mention Shmuel, it's in the context of tefillah. Baruch Shemeya tefillah. Bishleim agabei Shmuel k'sibay tefillah. It's true, by Shmuel we find both. Lashon tefillah, v'espalu ba'adchem, Rashi says, and tzu'aka as well, v'yizak el Hashem. Ela gabei Eliyahu, tefillah k'siv, tzu'aka l'k'siv, but by Eliyahu, we only find tefillah. He called out to Hashem, aneni, Hashem, aneni, we don't find tzu'aka. So how can we attribute tzu'aka to Eliyahu? Answers the Gemara, aneni, Hashem, aneni, lashon tzu'aka hi. That repetitive lashon, answer me, Hashem, answer me. That's a desperate tefillah. That's called tzu'aka. And in fact, we can attribute tzu'aka to Eliyahu. Allah shishu su'aymer misha'ana es yayna. Allah shvi'u su'aymer misha'ana es David. Number 6 and 7 is yayna and David and Shlomi. Now, chronologically, it seems out of order. Michti, let's analyze this. When did yayna live? Yoina Basar David Ushlema Hava, he lived after David Ushlema, my time in Magdim Liberation. Why? Is he listed before them? The answer is Mishum Deboy Lemechtam, Merachem Al Oretz. We want to conclude the entire set of brachis with the phrase Baruch Merachem Al Oretz, which is fitting specifically by David Ushlema, who davened on Eretz Yisrael, who built the Beit HaMidrash, which is the focal point of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi will explain for us. And therefore we decided to switch the order around. First comes Yoin, and then we conclude with a bracha that makes mention of David HaShlomoi, which allows us to conclude Baruch Merachem Al Oretz, which is really the theme of the day. We're experiencing a drought, a rain shortage. Baruch Merachem Al Oretz. Tana, there's another version, Mishum Simchus Amru. The following was said in the name of Simchus. Instead of concluding the bracha of David Shlomo with Baruch Merachem Al Oretz, we say Baruch Mashbel HaRamim, Hashem who lowers down the high ones. He's Mashbel us, he machnias, makes us submissive to him and brings us to tshuva. And again, this is the theme of the day. Atziras Gesham is meant to bring that effect, to have an impact on our haughtiness, on our gava, bring us down and allow us a proper tshuva. Says Rashi, around three lines down, Yoina was really Basa David Shlomo. Dehava b'mei amatzio b'seder olam. He lived in the time of Matzio, which is after David Shlomo. So why is Davening Shlemi last? Shem the boy lemichtam says Rashi. B'soyv kol bracha is baruch merachem al aretz. And for that we need David Shlomo, who are connected to the Eretz. Lahachi boy boy sachasim David Shlomo shehenes palo al Eretz Yisrael kach shemati. That's one pshat. Inami another pshat. What's the connection between them and the Eretz? Mishum de inu tikun beis hamikdash tu ikar Eretz kach shemati. They established the mikdash, which is the focal point, the core of Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Mashpil Aramim, that's another pshat. Hoyu Aymrim, B'mokim Baruch Merachim, She'echniyam B'motor, She'shova B'tshuva. This happened during the time of Dovid HaShlami. He was Machniyah. Mashpil, great people. Brought them to tshuva, and likewise today. That's the objective we're trying to reach. That's the goal here. To bring us to tshuva. And that's why it's a fitting conclusion to the 24, to the extra 6 brachas. Continues the Gemara. We spoke about the fact that the Anshe Mishmar, the group of Kehanim serving that week, would participate in the fast days, but they wouldn't complete the fast days. Because perhaps they would need it as a backup in case that day's group, which is called the Beis Av, each day there was a family, a specific family who served in the Mikdash. So the Anshe Beis Av serving today on Sunday perhaps would be overwhelmed and would bank on them as a backup. So the Anshe Mishmar, all the Kehanim that served the entire week, would be waiting on standby in case they were needed, and therefore they have to conserve energy. They can't fast a proper fast. They fast, but they don't complete their fast. Whereas the Anshe Beis Av don't fast at all. And of course it depends what level of fast we're speaking about, because it increases in severity as it goes along, as we learned in the Mishnah the other day. But in any case, we see that the Anshe Mishmar were meant to be ready, on standby. Tanu Rabbanan. Mipnei ma amru Anshe Mishmar mutar anush deyisyayin ba'leiles avaloi b'yamim. Another halacha we learned is that the Anshe Mishmar have to keep away from drinking wine, which would invalidate them from doing avoida. They have to stop drinking wine by day. They're mutter at night, but they can't drink by day. What's the difference? Shema tichbada avoida al Anshe Beis Av. Perhaps the Anshe Beis Av serving on that specific day will become overwhelmed with the many karbanis. They'll need a backup. They have to resort to calling in the Anshe Mishmar to be of assistance. They'll come help them out. And this typically happens during the day when there are many karbanis. So the entire week's group of Kehanim have to be at the ready, on standby, and prepared to come in at any moment. That's during daytime. But at night, pretty much the Avoida is down to a trickle, just the remnants of that day's Korbanis. The Anshe Beis Av, that particular day's contingent, can deal with the leftovers. They don't need any backup, and therefore the Anshe Mishmar are free to drink wine. Why then are the Anshe Beis Av meant to refrain from drinking wine by day and at night? They're always involved in the avoida throughout the day for sure, and even throughout the night there are leftovers, evarim, pedarim, and therefore they don't drink wine. Mikan Amru. From here we learn as follows. From the fact that we prepare the Anshe Mishmar for the eventuality, for the chance that perhaps they'll be used as a backup, we learn from here as follows. That even nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Mikdash, a Kohen has to keep himself ready. Be waiting on standby. Perhaps we'll have a quick rebuild of the Beis HaMikdash, and he'll have to go serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Shemakir Mishmarte. Suppose a Kohen knows which group of Kohanim, which week, he's to serve in. Rashi says there were 24 Mishmaris. Yedaya, Yoyorov. He knows. He knows his ancestry. He knows his Yichus. He knows he belongs to Mishmaris Yedaya. Mishmaris Beis of Shaloi. Likewise, he knows exactly which family he belonged to, on which day of the week they would serve. What else? V'yedeya Shabbatei Avos of Kvuin Sham. Going to one Pshat in Rashi. This means that he knows that his family is still connected They haven't been disqualified. They haven't intermarried. They're still suitable. They're still worthy of serving the Mikdash. In this case, you can't take a chance. He can't drink wine on that specific day that he would theoretically serve in the Mikdash. Now, you have to keep really a good cheshbon going. It's almost a computerized system you have to keep because you realize there were only 24 mishmaris. So any given year, you went around all the mishmaris more than twice. So it wasn't even a system, wasn't necessarily a predictable system. Every year, you would serve in a different week and a different day. So he had it all figured out. So he knows, well, if the Midrash is rebuilt today, speedily, may be a Meinu. Next week, Tuesday, is my day in office. So you can't drink wine that day? However, b'makom mishmarta, let's say he's aware of his mishmar. He knows generally which week. Vein makom mishmaris b'shav shaloi, but he doesn't know which specific family belongs to, which specific day he's meant to serve. V'yodei ha-shabbatai avoysek fukun sham, and he knows that his family is still roi for avoyde. In this case, his isser is more broad. Also, l'shtesyayin k'leis ha-shambas. He has to refrain from wine that entire week. Since he's uncertain as to which day is going to be his turn. So in the first case, he's limited to the day. Here he's limited to the, restricted from the entire week. Suppose he doesn't know which mishmar he comes from, and he has no clue to which family he belongs to. But he knows that generally speaking, all the families that he can belong to are still roi for avoda. Also, lishtos yain kol hashana. In this case, he has to keep off wine the entire year because he doesn't know which day is his yom avoda. Now, Rashi points out that if he doesn't know whether the base av is kavu hasham, he has a doubt as to whether his family would be suitable to do avoda, then he's potter. He's allowed to drink wine. Why? So Rashi is an interesting thing, because then there are two uncertainties piled on top of each other. Number one, will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt quickly? That's number one. Shem Yibana. And number two, there's another suffix. Whether his Beis Av is at all suitable. So there's a suffix sveika. We know that a suffix sveika, you go lekula. An interesting point that Rashi writes. Okay, in any case, shitas tanakama, shitas hacham is, you have to be choshish for a quick rebuilding of the Mikdash. You can't take chances. You have to keep off wine, whether it's that week, whether that day, or the entire year. If you're not sure which mishmar or beis av you belong to. Rabbi Omer says, no, Omer, I disagree. I hold like this. Theoretically, you're right. In fact, also, lishtas yayin le'olam, according to your argument, according to your way of thinking, even if he knows which mishmar he's from, he knows which beis av he's from, you know what should happen? He has to keep off wine the entire year. Why? Maybe things will change. Maybe they'll reshuffle the mishmaris and the bati avos. Additionally, says Rashi, when the Mikdash will be rebuilt, they'll have tons of karbonis, chanukah, sabayis, a mass celebration. Perhaps they'll call on all kayanim to do avodah. So really, every kohen should be aser b'shtiyas yayin b'zman hazeh every day of the year. Aval ma esa? What should I do? Shetakonosei kalkolosei. The kalkola, the fact that there was no Mikdash built for so many years. So although we daven, we pray, we hope, but halachically, we don't have to be cheshish for a quick rebuilding from one minute to the other. And therefore, kalkolosei, the kalkola, the fact there's a kilkol, there's no Mikdash, the destruction that's been around for so many years, is takonosei, actually serves to his benefit. And therefore, we're not cheshish, you can drink wine. Omar Abai, in fact, keman, in accordance with whose shita, shoso idna kehani chamro, kehanim drink wine nowadays, ki rabbi. Apparently, we're following shitas rabbi, and it seems from the Rishonim, Abai was trying to say that this is the proper minhag. We adopt shitas rabbi, We're not chayshus for a quick rebuild when it comes to this concept of shtiyas yain. Farshim say, although Maseches Beitza, we do seem to be concerned about a quick mehiri yibunei beis hamikdash regarding halachos of Beitza Shenolda b'yamtiv. So the Farshim say, there it's an ongoing concern. There'll be lots of isurim done because of the confusion. But here, at most, he won't serve one day in the mikdash. So this slight chashash does not justify making this broad iser all kaihanim all the time off of wine. Mishnah said, Anshei Mishmar, Anshei Mahmud, Asurim l'sapar l'kavis, so the kaihanim, levim Yisraelim, serving the mikdash, may not take a haircut, do laundry, and wear fresh clothing throughout that week. They have to prepare in advance of their turn in the Mikdash. U'b'chamishim u'turim nekved ha-Shabbos. On Thursday they're allowed to because of Kavod Shabbos. My time, what's wrong with taking a haircut, doing laundry during that week? Amar Rabba Barachana Amar B'yechanan. It's a practical consideration. K'dei sh'lo yikonsu l'mishmartam k'sheheim u'nevol. This way they won't come into their rotation looking disheveled, relying on the fact that they'll take a haircut and wash their clothing during that week of service in the Beis HaMikdash. We want to avoid that. We don't allow it during that week. This will ensure that they come properly prepared, dressed appropriately in honor of Hashem's Avodah. Same thing applies to Chol HaMoed. We refrain from these things during Chol HaMoed for this reason. So we come into Yantiv appearing respectfully. Tan Rabban, Melech mistaper b'chol yom. How often is one meant to take a haircut? A king, every day. How do you take a haircut every day? A slight trim. Keep his hair fresh, keep everything in place. You never see a lahavdil, a world leader, with overgrown hair, then suddenly a short haircut. It doesn't work that way. It's always groomed properly, trimmed properly, the way it's meant to be. He's meant to appear royally, to elicit covered honor and respect. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol was the head of the Kohanim. He takes a haircut every Friday. Kohen Hedyot, an ordinary Kohen, Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim, once in 30 days. Explains the Gemara why. Melech Mestaber B'chol Yoyim, a king every day. My time, why? Omer Abba Bar Zavda Makro, Melech B'yof Yoyim, Techzen Einecha. You meant to see the king as he presents himself with Yoyfi, with honor, with beauty. So every day he should take a trim. He presents himself appropriately. Kohen Gadol, once a week. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Why dafke Erev Shabbos? And why once a week? My time, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Hoyle Mishmaris Mischachos. On Shabbos, you switch the Mishmaris. A new group comes in, and they have to greet the Kohen Gadol when he looks presentable. They have to have covered for him. He's their leader. Therefore, he has to prepare on Erev Shabbos in advance of the new Mishmar coming in. Kohen Hedit, once a month, Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. Menolan, why? Asya, we derive from Gzera Shava, using the words Pera Pera, from where? Minoser. Ksiv Hacha, by the Kohen it says, Pasuk in Yecheskel, speaking about a Kohen not letting his hair grow, and a kohen not drinking wine when he serves in the mikdash. What word, what phrase did the pasuk use? V'roisham lo yigalchu. U'pera lo yishalechu. Pera means long hair. Lo yishalechu. You shouldn't allow the hair to grow long. So we have the lashon pera. Uksif hasim. And by nazar we have kodesh yia. Gadol pera saroisha. Just the opposite. The nazar lets his hair grow until it becomes pera. Mal halon shleishim. Just as by Nazar. How long does he let his hair grow? 30 days. It's a 30-day growth. Loshen Pera, by Nazar, is a reference to a 30-day growth. Afkan Shloshim, by Kohen as well. Don't allow a Pera past 30 days. So he has to cut his hair once in 30 days. V'Nazar Gufim Minolan. Well, how do you know Nazar is connected to 30? There's no Pasuk speaking about Nazar having 30 days of hair. Amar of Masno, Stam Nazirus Lishmiyim. The presumed Nazirus, unless specified otherwise, is 30 days. Minol, how do we know? This is one of the only times in Chazal we learn a halacha from a gematria. According to some Tanoim, a gematria is actually one of the midos shatir in the drashas. Omar kro yia, it says kodesh yia. The word yia numerically is how much? Be gematria plus in havi, 30. A yud, and then a hey, then a yud, then a hey, that's a total of 30. Another is 30-day experience. Kodesh yia, gadol pera, sa reisha. He has a 30-day hair growth on his head. And likewise by a kohen. He shouldn't go past 30. Pera lo yishalech. Amar le'yar, papa labaye. What do you mean? V'dilma chikam rachmana. If so, maybe the pasuk means like this. Lo yilirbu klal. They shouldn't get to 30 days. U'pera lo yishalech. Don't get to 30. Take care of 29. Amar le'yar, he responded. Yav aksiv kasav lo yishalchu pera kilkamris. The pasuk would say, lo yishalchu. You shouldn't allow a growth of pera of 30. Kadikamras. Then I would agree with you. You can't get to 30. That's already overgrown. It's not covered for the kohen to have an overgrown hair. But now the pasuk says upera, a 30-day growth. Lo yishalechu. You shouldn't go past. You shouldn't let it go overgrown. Apparently pera lahavi. You can allow a pera. Pera is fully grown. Shiluchi hod loy l'shalchu. Don't go past that, which is already overgrown. So as long as he cuts his hair once in 30 days, that's okay. Says the Gemara, Ihachi. If so, what do you mean if so? If it's a posik teaching us that a kohen should not have overgrown hair, afilu idna nami. Perhaps even bezman hazeh when there's no midrash, Hashem's servant, a kohen, can't have a pera. Has to take a haircut once in 30 days. And says, the Gemara, Dumu d'shtoi yayin. If you take a look, close look at the Pesukim in Yecheskel, one pasuk speaks about not overgrowing. One pasuk speaks about refraining from drinking wine. We make that heckish between one pasuk and the other, between long hair and drinking wine. Ma shtoi yayin bezman bia udas, just says, the issue of drinking wine is connected to Zman Bia, when he comes to serve Hashem. As the Pasuk there says, Bevoyim al Chatzar, when they come to the Chatzar to come serve, that's when you don't drink wine, which clouds your vision. Dizzies him, it's inappropriate for the Avodah. Shaloi Bezman Bia Shari, but nowadays when there's no Bezman HaMikdash, there's no Avodah, of course it's Mutar. Afachinami, likewise when it comes to letting hair grow, it's a specific restriction for Zman Avoid, but not Bezman Hazeh. Some Rishonim learned that Bezman HaMikdash, he can't grow his hair, even if he's not serving. He's not actually going to serve, but a Kohen Bezman HaMikdash is different. He's ready to serve. He has to dress appropriately, present himself appropriately, and he can't let his hair grow. But Bezman Hazeh, there's no such restriction. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. So in theory, there is no restriction. A kohen could drink wine, let his hair grow, bezman hazeh. But what about the chashash of a quick rebuilding of the Mikdash? He's not going to be ready. He's not going to be prepared for the avodah. And just like the Chachamim told us a while ago, that a kohen has to take that into account. He can't drink wine throughout the entire year just in case he'll be called on for the avodah. Likewise, when it comes to growing hair, even Bezman Hazeh, he shouldn't let his hair grow too long because he might be called for the avodah. So you're right, technically speaking, there's no Isser because there is no Mikdash, but perhaps to be a quick Mikdash, he'll have to go and do the avodah. Why are you not concerned about that? You're concerned about that when it comes to drinking wine. Why not by long hair? Vatanya, haven't we had that Bryce? Well, we had Shitas Rabbanon and Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani kohanim asurin v'shtesiyam lo'olam. I agree that technically kohanim shouldn't drink today. Avol ma esa, what should I do? Shetaka nosek al kolosai. The prolonged state of destruction of the Mikdash is actually a takana. We're not choishes for a quick binyan HaMikdash. Von Rabbi Kaman Shosu idna kohani chamer ke Rebbe. Rabbi certainly acknowledged that the heter nowadays for a kohen to drink wine is only in the kohen's with Rabbi. Meklad Rabbanon Asri. Apparently, the Rabbanon disagree. They hold Meheri Yibana Beis Hamidosh. Even nowadays, you shouldn't drink wine. True, there's no issa nowadays, per se, but v'chayish is about a quick binyan Beis Hamidosh. So when it comes to here as well, why don't we ever hear a isser about letting hair grow long today? And the Farshim point out that perhaps when it comes to drinking wine, it's too much of a restriction. There's Kiddush, there's Havdalah, there's Sheva Brachas, there's Purim. We follow Rebbe. We're not Machmer. When it comes to growing hair, perhaps we should be Machmer like Shitas Chachamim. Every kohen, wherever he is, at any time, shouldn't allow his hair grow past 30 days. Answers the Gemara. There's a difference. Although we're choshish when it comes to drinking wine, because it might make him unsuitable when the Midrash arrives quickly, but when it comes to growing long hair, there is no such concern. Why? I have two reasons for that. My time, what's the concern with drinking wine? Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, right? You're concerned about a quick building. Ubeinan Kain Haroi La'Avoy Devalekan. You need a Kain Roi for the Avoy, then you don't have him. So keep away from wine, right? That only applies to wine. Hacha, when it comes to hair, you can get around it. Efshe the Mesaper, vile. You can just go get a quick snip, quick haircut, and come do the avoid. Therefore, we don't apply this concern to hair. Taisa says, Asakasha. What do you mean? Don't let him drink wine, because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, he needs to do the avoid. He says, all the Kayhanim today are Tamei Meis. We consider ourselves to be Tamei Meis, and we can't do the avoid in any case. We need Hazoa Paraduma. Third day, the seventh day. So in any case, they're not roy. It takes 7 days for them to be roy. May as well drink wine. So he says, V'yishleimar, they're allowed to do avodas tzibur, because tumah hutra b'tzibur. You can bring avodas tzibur, carbon tzibur, even b'tumah. So that's not a concern. The only concern is wine. So don't drink wine. But a haircut? Take a quick haircut and go in. Yachi says, the Gemara, third line from the top, Shesuye yai nami. Person who drank wine also has an easy solution. Efshe degani portavayah. You can take a quick, short nap and go and do the avodah. So why is he concerned with drinking wine? Kederami bar Abba, as we learned, the Amar Rabbi bar Abba, derech mil, if he walks a mil, v'shina kolosho, or a quick nap, mefigin esayayin, alleviate the effect of wine. So why is he concerned when it comes to wine? Lav mitzmar lo, but haven't we learned pshat on that halach? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi bar Avua, lo yisham. This solution only applies. Walking a meal or taking a nap is only Ela kisheshosa shir revius. If you had a more small measure of wine, just a revius. So then a walk, a nap, can take away the effect. Avo shosa yosim revius. But if you drank a large quantity, more than a revius of wine, in that case, it's going to have the opposite effect. Koshkin certainly should derech matrudose. Traveling will just make it more hazy. Vishina Mashaharta and taking a nap will make him more dizzy. So true, as some Rishonim point out, if it's only a revius or less, no concern. But to drink more than a revius, that we're concerned about, Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, he has to be roi for the avoda. As opposed to long hair, a quick haircut will do. Rav Ashi Amar, I'll tell you another teretz. We're concerned about wine, but not about hair. Shesui Yain de Machli Avoda. A kohen who drank wine and then approaches the avoda, that's mechalel da avoda. Machli da lashon chulin, Rashi says. Whatever he does is chulin, it's not kodesh. How do we know it's mechalel avoda? Pasuk says, Pasuk vayikra, in Shemini, it says, don't drink wine, ulahavdil ben kodesh ben achoil. Which teaches us that doing avoda in a state of shesuya yain, having drank wine, is mechalel da avoda. So Gazabu Rabbanu, since drinking wine has such a detrimental effect on the avoda, Chacham Wu Geizer, even Bizman Azad, don't drink wine. You might be needed for the Mikdash, you might do the avoda in that state to be Mechalal the avoda. As opposed to Pru Roish, a fellow with long hair, Tlay Mechli avoda, even though you're not allowed to do the avoda in that state, but the avoda is not going to invalidate the avoda, disqualify the avoda. It's not so severe like Gazabu Rabbanu. Rabbanu were not Geizer. Bizmanazah. So sure, you're not meant to do the avoda with long hair, but at worst case scenario, he'll go do the avoda with long hair. What's not going to be mechal the avoda? So we don't make gzera nowadays. long hair is disrespectful on account of the person. But shesui yain is way worse than that. It affects the actual mindset, the attitude. A dizzy mind, convoluted a kavana, just like by tefillah, and a lot to daven. When a person is in a cloudy state, he drank wine. Farshim say it's dangerous. It can conjure up inappropriate images of Hashem Chas V'Shalom. It doesn't allow him to approach Hashem properly with the proper kavana, proper respect. So that's mechalel d'avod. Tefillah and korban go together. It's mechalel d'avod. And therefore it's mochamer. Meisvei. We're going to have a kashan Rav Ashi who maintains that only shesui yain is mechalel d'avod b'nat purei roish ve'elo yin shebemis. We have a brayso which gives us a list of offenses which carry misa. Ve'elo shein b'misa. Rashi says, misa b'dei shemayim, of course. Shesui yain, kohen who serves after drinking, upurei roish, with long hair. So both have chiv misa. How is that? Bishlem is shesui yain. We understand why shesui yain carries misa. Behedik sibu, v'pasak. Yain v'sheikh al teish, don't drink. And the pasak there continues. V'loi samusu. Don't have misa. It's pretty clear. Misa is applied to shesui yain. Ela perui roish minol. And how do we know it's applied to perui roish? Apparently, because we connected two things. That pasuk back in Yechezkel, the chesiv v'roisham leigalechu upera leishalechu. Don't have long hair. That's in one pasuk. Next pasuk it says uksiv basrei. Afterwards it says v'yain lo yishto. They shouldn't drink wine. Kol koyin bevoyim alachatzer apnimis. So the issa of shtui yain and perui roish are stated in close proximity, which allows us to make a connection, a hekesh. V'iskush prui roish lish sui yain. Now we connect long hair to drinking wine. And we say, mash tui yain b'misa, just as misa applies to a drunk fellow, ah prui roish b'misa, likewise. Overgrown hair generates misa. Okay, so that's a given. So now once you have a hekesh, let's connect them all the way. Typically we don't split a hekesh. If that's the case, let's go further. Let's compare prui roish to shtui yain all the way. Ima shtui yain, the machle avoide, just as a drunk kohen is mechalal avoide, as we explained earlier. It says lahavdil ben hakodesh ben achol. It's mechalal avoide. Af prui roish to machle avoide. Likewise, prui roish have the same effect. Answers the gemara loy ki iskush lamisu diskush. Aval achuli avoide lo iskush. No. Rav Ashi had a kabbalah the hekesh only applies to the einish. Misa applies to shtui yain and prui roish, but chil avoida is limited to shtui yain. Amar Ravina Rav Ashi, how do we bring a raya from a pasuk in Yecheskel? Ha, this halacha mekamei de'asu Yecheskel man amra. Who taught it before Yecheskel came along? The Chasam Sefer explains the Gemara's kasha as follows: we know that a navi may not introduce a new mitzvah. Eina navi rashei lechadish davar miata. How could it be that Yecheskel HaNavi was the first one to introduce these halachis? Amarle, Rav Ashi responds, v'litameich, according to your way of thinking. I'll give you another example. Hod Amar Chizda. The following halacha, stated by Rav Chizda. Dover zem meteiras Moshe leilaman. Rav Chizda says, the following halacha was not taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. U'medivrei Kabbalah lamadnu, rather from divrei Kabbalah from Nevi'im. Which halacha? That a kohen who is kol ben necher, orei leiv, v'orel basar, a kohen who is estranged from Hashem, orei leiv, he does averus, orel basar, he has no mila, suppose his brothers, or mesu machmas mila, has a family illness, family weakness, which doesn't allow bris mila to take place. Still, he's disqualified from doing avodah. Lo yavoy emikdash l'shar seni. Who said this halacha? Yecheskel. Huh, this halacha mekami asa Yecheskel before Yecheskel came and taught it to us. Man Amr, who taught it to us? How could it be that Yecheskel Navi introduces a new halacha? Ella, you must say Gemara Gemirla. We already knew it. We had a Kabbalah tradition. Halacha l'meshem Sinai. That this halacha is true. But asa Yecheskel, v'asmacha kro, Yecheskel merely came along and he implanted it into his psukim. He stated as a pasuk, but he didn't originate it. He didn't introduce it. Hachanami here as well, says Rav Ashi, when it comes to the halachas of Prur Roish and Shtoi Yain, Gemara Gmirla, the truth is we already knew it in advance. It was taught us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Shebaal Peh. came and put it into his psuk. But still, although we have that connection between the two offenses, it's a limited connection. Ki gmiri halacha. The halacha that we learned to connect drinking and overgrown hair, lemisa. It's only with reference to misa. Just as drinking carries misa, prur roish as well, lachul avayda legmir. But to the extent that prur roish is going to be mechal avayda. Meaning, what he meant to say is like this. True, I believe in the hekesh. Cheskel Hanavi connects the two things. Shtur yayin to prur roish. And that's how we know, by the way, that it's only bizman bia, bizman amigdash, as we had in Amar Aleph. Right, just as shtur yayin is bizman bia, because it says bevoyim alachatzer, by the pasuk of shtur yayin. Likewise, we apply that to prur roish. Number two, both carry misa, just as shtur yayin carries misa, because of that pasuk in Vayikra. Likewise, we connect it to prur roish, also as misa. So two things are fully connected. Regarding the other alacha, chilul avoda, says the Rashi, I happen to know Kabbalah of my Rabbein. The Moshe Rabbeinu did not connect that as well. Shtu yain is mechal avoda, but not prur roish. So the hekesh applies to the other alachas and not to this. Okay, so in summation, we spoke about the haircut schedule of the melech every day, kohen gadol every week, out of Shabbos, before the new mishmer arrives, and the kohen hedyot once in 30 days. We do have a hekesh between shtuye yayin and prui roish. The hekesh is highlighted through those two psukim in Yecheskel, which connect the two things. And we learn as follows. Just as shtuye yayin is dafka when there is a migdash, prui roish as well. As opposed to bezman hazeh, there is no restrictions when it comes to these two things. We also learned that just as yayin is b'misa, prui roish is b'misa as well, and Rav Ashi maintains, the connection doesn't go as far as chilul avoda, which only applies to yayin, not to prui roish. Now this is all theoretical. Technically speaking, with manazer, we have no restrictions of yayin or roish. What about a expedited binyan hamikdash, where the kohen has to be at the ready, and roi l'avoda? Rabbi is not chayshish. So that applies to drinking wine, growing hair. But the Rabbanon are chayshish. They clearly say, a kohen may not drink wine. If there's any chance, he'll be called off for the avoda. So why does this not apply to letting hair grow? If two terutzim, he can take a quick haircut. Or as Rashi says, at the worst case, he can't do the avoda, but it's not machalal avoda, and therefore it's not so severe. We have a list of days, occasions meant to celebrate Nisim. All those days listed in Megillas Tanis, where there are actually two levels. Some are more momentous than others. Some of a higher level, and perhaps celebrating a greater Nes, in which case, not only don't you fast in those days on account of that Yom Tov, you don't even do a Hesped eulogy. Don't arouse any sorrow, any sadness. So call a kosav of Megillas Tanis to loyal mispad, a day on which you're not meant to do a hesped, which denotes a higher level of celebration, lefan of asur la'achar mutar. Just as you don't do the Tanis and hesped on that day itself, the Yom Tov sort of extends to the day before, but not to the day after. And the point is, we don't want to confuse things. You'll start doing these things before, and they might spill into the Yom Tov itself. So the Yom Tov sort of covers the day before as well, the Erev Yom Tov, Tanur Rabbanan. Here's a list of examples. Elain Yoimaya. On the following days, we have the restriction of Tanis. Deloy Lissano Bohin, not meant to fast. Umik Tzosan. During some of these days, which denote a higher level of celebration, Deloy Lissano Bohin. Not only don't you fast, you refrain from Hespit. Here are two examples. Mreish Yarcha Denisim. From Aleph, on the beginning of the month, Aleph Nisan, Vatu Manyebe, until the 8th of Nisan, from Aleph till Ches Nisan, that was meant to celebrate a momentous accomplishment on account of Chazal. Itoikim Tmida, the carbon Tamid, was finally established properly, Rashi explains. There was an ongoing struggle, a debate between the Chachamim and the Tzedukim, who maintained that, well, every Yachid can decide to donate a carbon Tamid. Chazal said no. It says as karboni lachmi l'isha tishmeru l'akrivli l'ashen rabin, the klai shal has to be mishtatev in the karbon tamid. It can't be brought by a yachid, and this is an ongoing struggle. And the debate raged on for a full 8 days, from Aleph till Ches Nisan, and finally they prevailed, and they were victorious. And therefore, those 8 days were established as Yomim Tovim. The loyal mispat behind, not only don't you fast, you don't even do a hesped during all these 8 days. Mitimani be atzayif meyada, from day 8 of Nisan until the end of Chag HaPesach, another thing happened. Itoisav Chag HaShavuayah. Chag HaShavuos was properly established. The loyal mispat behind, therefore you don't do a hesped during those days. What happened regarding Shavuos? Let's drop down to Rashi here. So four lines before the wide lines. What happened with Chag HaShavuos? Says Rashi. You may remember we had this in Rosh Hashanah. The Ba'isoysim, they challenged the Chachamim. And they used to say, Atzeres Achar Shabbos. You know when Shavuos falls out? Strictly on Sunday. The Omer is brought only on a Sunday. And 7 weeks later we have Shavuos Sunday. So it's a Sunday Yom Tov. Why Dafka Sunday? You start counting Sefiras Omer when you bring the Omer. Literally, the day after Shabbos, Sunday. Chacham disagree. They say Shabbos means Yom Tov. It means the day after first day of Pesach. It can be Monday too. It's not limited to Sunday. This was an ongoing debate. Nitpa lehem Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechman Zakkai turned to them and took them on a debate. V'amar lehem, he tells them, look, shoytim, you silly fellows, minayin lechem, how do you know that it has to be a Sunday? V'lo yehoya adam sheikh siru dover. Nobody had the guts to respond to him. Chutz mezakkai nechad, it was an older fellow, shoytim, a patpit connected, was blabbering. V'amar, he says like this, I'll give you the reason. It makes very much sense why Moshe Rabbeinu decided that Shavuos should be on a Sunday. That's why we have a long weekend. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oiv Yisrael, he was Oiv Yisrael. He knows that, as opposed to Pesach and Sukkot, which are long Yom Tovim, Shavuos is merely one day. Put it together with Shabbos, give us a long vacation. Amar v'tikna achar Shabbos. So he pegged it on a Sunday. Kadei sheyu mis'angim shnei yom, they have 2 days vacation, Shabbos and Sunday. It didn't carry much weight. V'dochu oisam v'ocholahem by soisim mikoich ha'psukim. Some of the chacham prevailed. They brought rice from psukim. Okarchon v'chazur behem. And they were victorious. They won the battle. They won the debate. And going forward, there was no opposition. So the proper establishment of Shavuos, which falls out any time, lavdafka, not necessarily on a Sunday. So this was considered a true accomplishment. Yom Tov being observed properly, the way Hashem meant them to be. And therefore, says the Gemara, this whole period between the 8th of Nisan to the end of Pesach was this time of debate until they were finally victorious. And therefore, they established those days as days of celebration. You don't fast and you don't do a hesped. Omar, let's go back to the examples. Mreish Yarcha de Nisan Atmanibe. From Aleph Nisan until the 8th, Itoikim Temida. The carbon tamid was properly established. The loyal mispat, therefore we don't do hesped. Ask the Gemara. Lomali min reish yarcha. Why even mention reish chodesh nisan as a day of celebration? It's already a day of celebration. It's already a day that's considered a mayir, a yom tov. You don't fast and do hesped on reish chodesh, regardless of this new additional accomplishment and nes and celebration. Lema mitrei benisan. The Brisa should say. From Beis Nisan until Ches, we have this occasion that's celebrated. Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yom Tov. In any case, Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov. It's a Mayid. Rashi brings a Raya, Karalei Mayid. It's a Minat Torah. It's considered a Yom Tov. V'asur. In any case, you refrain from Hesped V'tanis. Amar Rav says, Rav Le'Nitzrucha, the Chiddush is not for Rosh Chodesh itself, which in any case is a Yom Tov, and meant to be celebrated as such. Elo Lesser Yom Shalafanav. The Chiddush here is to include the day before Rosh Chodesh, to cover the day prior to Aleph Nisan. And that's what got accomplished right now. Rosh Chodesh itself is certainly a Mayid, and there's no Hesped V'Tanis. The fact that it was put on the Megillas Tanis list due to that Neis or whatever accomplishment, that victory that happened during those days, that accomplished something. Because not only is the Rosh Chodesh itself on the list, but Halacha is that all those days of celebration in Megillas Tanis cover not only the day itself, but also the day beforehand, for concern that it might spill into that day. So it covers the prior day as well. And that's what got added now. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Nami, typically, even the day before Aleph Nisan, would in any case be included the Havala Yom Shalafnei Rish Chodesh. What do you mean? Aleph Nisan is Rish Chodesh, so it would cover the day before as well. Even without it being on the Megillas Tanis list. And says the Gemara, no. Rish Chodesh de Raisu. The Rish Chodesh occasion is Menat Torah. But the Raisu Leboy Chizik. A Din Torah doesn't have to be reinforced. Everybody accepts it. There's no challenges to the Raisu. And therefore, Chachamim never bothered to add to the Raisu. Erev Rish Chodesh is Mutter Behespit, Mutter Betanis. And that's why we had to add Aleph Benisan to our list of Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tanis, which are the Rabbanans, which is a Chacham were concerned about neglecting them. And therefore they reinforced it by making a package deal, making a significant event, which covers the day before as well. So that's what came to right now. That's what got added. The Sanias we learned. Hayomim Ha'ila, Haksuvim Megillas Tanis, all these days of celebration listed in Megillas Tanis, Lefneim Lachreim Asurim, they include the day before and after. This way it has a significance, it's an event. Shabbos is v'yom tov, as opposed to Shabbos v'yom tov, hey, nasurin, of course, on them you don't fast, you don't do a hesped. But lefneim l'achrei mutar, before and after, that's okay. Ma hefesh ben zelazeh, what's the difference between this yom tov and that yom tov? Halo l'divar Torah. Shabbos v'yom tov v'minat Torah, v'divar Torah en tzrich chizik. You don't have to reinforce something which is v'minat Torah. So you don't have to add to it, to give it significance, to give it importance. Halol divrei seifim, as opposed to these yom tovim in Megillas Tanis, them the rabban v'divrei seifim tzrich chizuk, but divrei seifim the rabbanans they be reinforced, and therefore Chacham say, you know what, it covers the day before, perhaps the day after, to lend it significance and importance. So that's the answer to the question. From Aleph till Ches Nissan, we celebrated the Tamid. Why mention Aleph, which in any case is Rosh Chodesh? You're right. Aleph itself would be also regardless because of Rosh Chodesh. There's no Hesper, there's no Tanis. It's a Yom Tov in HaTorah. But only that day itself would not include, wouldn't cover the day before Rosh Chodesh. But now, that Aleph Tel Ches Nisan, the time of celebration with the Rabbanan, that spills over to the day before as well, which is included in the Yom Tov. Okay, let's do a quick Chazara. So we have a total of 24 brachas during the Shemoneh Esrei of the Tanis. We have 6 extra brachas, and we conclude with either Baruch Merachem al Eretz, which is the theme of the day, Hashem Avraham Rachmanos and Eretz Yisrael, sending rain when we need it, or Baruch Mashpel Aramim, Hashem lowers, knocks down the ones that are haughty, brings us to Tshuva, which evokes Chus and rain. And this is specific to David Shlomo, who connected to Eretz Yisrael, David and Eretz Yisrael, or Mashpel Aramim, because they were truly great, and Hashem was machnia them to bring to the tshuva. We learned that a mishmar, which is meant to serve throughout the week, are asur b'yayin during daytime throughout the entire week, even though they're not really serving today, because they might be called as a backup if the base of that day's group is overwhelmed. Regarding taking a haircut, a melech does a daily basis, melech b'yofi, tazana b'enecha, can gadol erev Shabbos in anticipation of the new crew. Can head it once in 30 days. He can't go past that. We connect Shesuya Yayin to Prue Rosh. They both only pertain to Bizman HaMikdash. They both have Misa. But according to Rav Ashi, only Shesuya Yayin is Mechal Avodah, but not Prue Rosh. Now, Bizman HaZeh, what do we do? According to Rebbe, there's no Chashash, Avisham Yibonah. And in fact, Abaye says, the Kehanim nowadays drink wine in accordance with Shitas Rebbe. Rabban Achayshish, and they restrict Kehanim from wine even nowadays, unless he knows exactly which Mishmar Beis Avi belongs to, in which case any time other than that day would be okay for him. Kasha was, why do we allow Kehanim to grow their hair Bizman HaZeh? Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, she has to be Roif HaVoida. 2 tirutzim we gave, a quick haircut would do, or as Rav Ashi says, it's not so severe because it's not Mechal LaVoid. Concluded with the days of Megillas Tanis, 2 examples of which were from Aleph to Ches Nisan, Shaboy Hukam Atomid. 2nd example, Ches, till the end of Pesach, That's when Shavuos is properly established. And since these are Yom Tovim D'Rabbanan, Rabbanan wanted to lend importance to these days, and they incorporated the days Lefneim and Lachreim as well. All the best to you, and much, much Hatzlacha.